Small island states like Tuvalu have long demanded action to curb global warming gas emissions at the United Nations, no more prominently than at the 2015 COP when the Paris Agreement was forged. Now, as costly climate impacts intensify, these vulnerable nations are hoping to receive a financial lifeline from the new Loss and Damage Fund that was brought into existence on the first day of COP28. Those funds are essential if there is to be any hope of shoring up these island nations against rising seas and intensifying storms. Unlike Tuvaluans, Marshall Islanders have the right to come to the United States without a visa and stay as long as they like. It's partial compensation for the U.S. using Bikini Atoll and other parts of the Marshall Islands for hydrogen and atom bomb testing during the 1940s and 50s, a different kind of loss and damage. At COP21 in Paris, a poet from the Marshall Islands celebrated her native land and warned of what would be lost if her home were to slip beneath the waves. Her words still resonate.
My name is Kathy Jadungal-Kuchinar. I'm from the Marshall Islands. The Marshall Islands is in the northern Pacific Ocean, and it's in an area called Micronesia. It's a small country. It's not very developed. You know, there's just one road, like just one main road running through the entire island. There's no traffic lights, there's no malls, there's no Burger King, McDonald's, none of that happens there. It's very, very flat, there's no mountains at all. It's just ocean all around you, which I've heard people say that kind of scares them, it freaks them out when they first there. Like everywhere you turn, you see the ocean. And there's coconut trees, you know, some parts are really lush and beautiful, some parts are not. Our people are, we're known to be canoe navigators. We're also known to be really fine mat weavers. And there's just kids everywhere. You just see kids running around all over the place. Basically, Marshall Islands is only 1 meter above sea level. And so we're extremely vulnerable to the rising sea level. We have these things called like sea walls, which are walls that we build to keep the ocean out of our homes. And recently, we've been having multiple floodings just within this year alone. We've had 4 breaches. Water being so high that it would crash into our homes, destroy, completely obliterate and destroy homes, like completely level it out. I was out 2 weekends ago, you know, running errands, and I saw these women and children fundraising with a car wash and barbecue plates. And so I went to buy a barbecue plate and I said, "What are you fundraising for?" And the woman said, "You know, our seawalls are broken." And I was like, "Oh, like from the recent flooding?" And they said, "Yeah, just the recent one. It broke all of our seawalls." So it was like a whole community of houses whose seawalls were broken. And they sent me all of these photos, you know, of these just completely messed up seawalls, parts of their houses just like totally messed up. And, you know, they're not rich, these people. They're having to figure out ways to fix their seawalls, you know, raise funds. Our minimum wage is $2 an hour. And so we're already struggling as it is, as a people, you know, as a country. But then we have climate change on top of this, and it just exacerbates the situation. I'm a poet and a performer. I'm actually here with the Global Call for Climate Action. GCCA brought me and 4 other poets out here for the Spoken Word for the World project to raise awareness on various issues on climate change. Our poetry is meant to bring the humanity back into the issues that we're discussing. Tell them. I prepared the package for my friends in the States. First, the dangling earrings, woven into half moons, black pearls glinting like an eye in a storm of tight spirals. Second, the baskets, sturdy, also woven, brown cowrie shell shiny, intricate mandalas shaped by calloused fingers. Inside the basket, I write a message. Wear these earrings to parties, to classes and meetings, to the corner store, the grocery store, or while riding the bus. Store jewelry, incense, copper coins, and curling letters like this one in this basket. And when others ask you where you got this, you tell them they're from the Marshall Islands. Show them where it is on a map. Tell them we are a proud people toasted dark brown as the carved ribs of a tree stump. Tell them we are descendants of the finest navigators in the world. Tell them our islands were dropped from a basket carried by a giant. Tell them we are the hollow hulls of canoes as fast as the wind slicing through the Pacific Sea. We are wood shavings and drying pandanus leaves and sticky piros at gamims. Tell them we are sweet harmonies of mothers, aunties, sisters, songs late into night. Tell them we are whispered prayers, the breath of God, A crown of fuchsia flowers encircling Auntie Mary's white, seafoam hair. Tell them we are styrofoam cups of Kool-Aid red, waiting patiently for the ilomige. We are papaya golden sunsets bleeding into a glittering open sea. We are skies uncluttered, majestic and sweeping in their landscape. Tell them we are dusty rubber slippers swiped from concrete doorsteps. We are the ripped seams and the broken door handles of taxis. We are the sweaty hand shaking another sweaty hand in heat. Tell them we are days and nights hotter than anything you can imagine. Tell them we are little girls with braids cartwheeling beneath the rain. Tell them we are shards of broken beer bottles burrowed beneath fine white sand. We are children flinging like rubber bands across a road clogged with chugging cars. Tell them we only have one road. And after all this, you tell them about the water. Tell them how you have seen it rising, flooding across our cemeteries, gushing over our seawalls, and crashing against our homes. Tell them what it's like to see the entire ocean level with the land. Tell them we are afraid. Tell them we don't know of the politics or the science, but we see what's in our own backyard. Tell them some of us are old fishermen who believe that God made us a promise. Tell them some of us are a little bit more skeptical. But most importantly, you tell them that we don't want to leave, that we've never wanted to leave, and that we are nothing without our islands.
Marshall Islands poet Kathy Jetnell Kitchener with her poem, Tell Them, recorded at the 2015 Paris Climate Conference.